Progress Report 10. April 21st. I figured out a new way to set up the mixing machines in the bakery to speed up production. Mr. Donner says he will save labor costs and increase profits. He gave me a $50 bonus and a $10 a week raise. I wanted to take Joe Karp and Frank Riley out to lunch to celebrate, but Joe had to buy some things for his wife and Frank was meeting his cousin for lunch. I guess it'll take time for them to get used to the changes in me. Everyone seems frightened of me. When I went over to Gimpy and tapped him on the shoulder to ask him something, he jumped up and dropped his cup of coffee all over himself. He stares at me when he thinks I'm not looking. Nobody at the place talks to me anymore, or kids around the way they used to. It makes the job kind of lonely. Thinking about it makes me remember the time I fell asleep standing up, and Frank kicked my legs out from under me. The warm, sweet smell, the white walls, the roar of the oven when Frank opens the door to shift the loaves. Suddenly falling, twisting, everything out from under me and my head cracking against the wall. It's me, and yet it's like someone else lying there, another Charlie. He's confused, rubbing his head, staring up at Frank, tall and thin, and then at Gimpy nearby, massive, hairy, gray-faced Gimpy with bushy eyebrows that almost hide his blue eyes.
"Leave the kid alone," says Gimp. "Jesus, Frank, why do you always got a pick on him?"
"It don't mean nothing," laughs Frank. "It don't hurt him. He don't know any better. Do you, Charlie?"
Charlie rubs his head and cringes. He doesn't know what he's done to deserve this punishment, but there's always the chance that there will be more.
"But you know better," says Gimpy, clumping over on his orthopedic boot. "So what the hell are you always picking on him for?"
The two men sit down at the long table, the tall Frank and the heavy Gimp shaping the dough for the rolls that have to be baked for the evening orders. They work in silence for a while, and then Frank stops and tips his white cap back.
"Hey, Gimp, think Charlie could learn to bake rolls?"
Gimp leans an elbow on the work table.
"Why don't we just leave him alone?"
"No, I mean it, Gimp, seriously. I bet he could learn something simple like making rolls."